often find myself in situations where something happens and then I'm able to relate that to a spiritual truth. Well, first, here's something that happened. I was walking across the parking lot towards my car and I saw two cars across the way, both with their hoods up. I walked over just casually to see if they needed some help. And here was the situation. One of the drivers had a dead battery. He was driving an older model BMW, and his battery was dead. He had jumper cables, he had his manual out, he had searched YouTube, and he knew how to start his car. It was unique because in BMWs, the battery's in the back, but the hookup points are under the hood. Well, he knew all of that. He knew what to do, but he was stumped. He didn't know how to do it. How do I connect my jumper cables under the hood to start my car? He needed help. Well, I sized up the situation after he told me the facts about BMWs, and I helped him to apply that knowledge that he had in his situation. I got those jumper cables hooked up for him. He got back in his car, turned the key, and it started right up. Well, to me, that illustrates an important Bible principle. First, we understand what the manual says, and then we apply that in our real life situation and make forward progress. God wants us to understand His Word, to learn, to grow in understanding of the Word of God, to read our Bible and turn to Him and ask Him humbly to help us understand. The Bible can be difficult, but it's not all difficult. Some of it's very easy to understand. But often, even among the parts of Scripture that are easy to understand, it's hard to apply that in our everyday life situations. That's the progress point, to read it and then apply it. That's how we grow as Christian people. Well, that illustration of the battery dead in the parking lot seems to help me understand. I have a dead battery. I turn to the Word of God. I realize what I've got to do to remedy the situation, but I need God's help to apply that in my life. God, I know what the Bible says. You've helped me understand particular things from your Word, but now I need your help to apply that in my real life situation. The Bible tells us to walk humbly with God. And part of that humble process is realizing that we need God's help. God, I'm not self-sufficient. I'll need your help understanding your Word, and I'll need your help again as I apply what I understand from your Word in my real life situation. We have the manual, we have the Holy Spirit. God wants us to put it to work, to turn to Him for help, and make spiritual progress. God, help us to want to learn from your Word of God. God, give us an appetite for the Word of God that we might want to understand what it says through the power of your Holy Spirit. And then apply that in our everyday life situations. God, help us to be humble enough to turn to you for help. God, I need your help understanding your Word and applying it to my everyday life situations. God, would you help me with that this week?